Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. George Fong on September 19, 1980, at Mr. Fong's residence. Mr. Fong, may I ask your Chinese name?
Yeah.
Guo
Fong.
Guo Fong, okay.
Yeah.
And may I ask where you came from originally?
China.
Mm-hmm.
And Zhongshan.
Zhongshan?
Yeah.
Right. Which village? Meituan.
Zhukshouyin.
Oh, Zhukshouyin.
Zhukhaiyin.
Zhukhai. I see. So, when did you come over here?
1909.
Uh-huh. Did your father also come to United States?
Yes, he supposed here.
Tousang.
Yeah.
Ah. When was he born? Do you remember?
I didn't remember now.
Uh-huh. And he was born in San Francisco.
China.
Oh, you mean China?
China too.
Uh-huh. And did he come to the United States?
Yeah.
Around when?
I didn't know that.
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah.
Huh? I see. But then he came here before you came,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
And then he went back to China.
Went back.
Got married.
Yeah.
So then, did your mother ever come to United States?
No.
Oh, she stayed in China.
China, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hi, Zhongshan.
Yeah, Zhongshan.
Uh-huh. I see. So, when you came here, were you alone or you came with your father?
I come with the brother.
Together. Oh, your brothers
yeah.
together. I see. Mm. May I ask when were you born? What
when
year?
1891.
I see.
Yeah.
So when you came here, you were about almost about 19 years old.
Yeah.
I see. So,
uh-huh.
And your brother is older or younger?
Younger.
Younger brother?
Yeah.
And why you decide to come to United States?
How the Chinese, they all want to go out of the country
uh-huh.
to make money easy.
Uh-huh. And your father, did your father send you money for coming
yeah.
to the United States?
Uh-huh.
And so did he send money back for your whole family
yeah,
every
yeah,
month?
Whole family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember at that time how much he approximately sent?
I didn't remember. Yeah.
It's a lot
yeah,
compared to other people. Did you have very good life in
yeah,
China?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But then in terms
to
of working,
school, yeah.
because you went to Chinese school?
Uh-huh.
It's a public school or a private school?
Say
so. My say so, huh?
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you just, did you work in China?
No, school. Still
just
school.
Now, high school? Did you graduate from high school then?
No.
Then you're ready to come
yeah,
here. And so your mother had how many children?
Two, that's all.
Oh, just you and
yeah.
your brother.
Mm-hmm.
How much younger your brother was then?
About 3-4 years old.
Uh-huh.
Younger.
Younger, I
yeah.
see. So you both came here to see your father?
Yeah.
At that time, your father was in?
In America.
Which city?
In San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
What did he do in San Francisco?
He had a store, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what they call Bak Sam Cheng.
Uh-huh.
So ladies, good, everything.
Uh-huh. I see.
And make some, lady clothing.
Uh-huh. What's the store's name?
Lensheng.
Lansing, I see.
Yeah, and Mission Street.
Mason Street.
Mission.
Oh, Mission Street.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And that time, selling ladies' goods to Chinese customers or American?
American.
So your father was there all his life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had the store for how many years?
I didn't know how many years now. Uh-huh. Long time.
Uh-huh. He must come here probably the late 19th century, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he come first as a store owner, or he did something else before he opened this store?
I didn't know that part.
You never asked him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so when you came, and did you help your father in the store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Mm-hmm. So at that time, besides you helping your father, are there any other people help your father?
Yeah, there's some other people there.
Mm-hmm. How many?
They're sewing machine, you know, they're sewing some ladies.
Oh, it's like a handmade clothing.
Yeah, not handmade, sewing machine.
Sewing machine and...
Yeah, they make ladies, nightgown and all different things.
They took customers' order and then do it. This is like tailor. No. Oh, they just so many of each kind and then hand it out and sold it to the customers.
Yeah.
And what kind of job you did then?
Well, you sewing.
Oh, you sew?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You learn with from your father, or you knew it already?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how many years were you there working for?
Oh, a couple of years. That's
couple of years also only, huh?
And I worked out some other place.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I went to Reno one time.
Uh-huh.
Some friend, they go to open the store in Lino, take order.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Lino, about one year, or a couple years, I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put down all those things.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the job over there?
Yeah.
Did you make quite a lot of money, or it's not good pay?
No, just, you know, wages. Salary,
uh-huh. You work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about your brother?
He was someplace else.
Uh-huh. It's in San Francisco, but he didn't stay in the store.
No.
Uh-huh. How about your mother? He never thought of coming to United States?
Huh?
How about your mother?
He never came.
He never wanted to come?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did she has to take care of any elders or relatives, like your grandparents?
No.
So she just stayed there.
Yeah.
And then your father continuing sending her the money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So did your father or you went back to see her?
Yeah, he went back. I forget what year he went back.
Uh-huh. A couple times or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see. So your father was always in the store and opened his business, and you helped for a couple of years, and then you went to Reno to work for a couple of years or a year, and then after that, did you do anything else?
After I went into Zhonghan Gongxi, China.
Oh, right away. Yeah. I see. Zhonghan National Dollar Store. How did you get into that business, or who introduced you to?
Well, the boss went to Lino.
Zhou Song.
He go Lino all the time, so they say I know him, he asked me to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1916.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
And so You know him well during the years you were working in Reno.
Huh?
You knew him
during the years when you were in Reno.
Right,
yeah.
And in Reno, did you stay in Reno or you kind of go to San Francisco and Reno?
No, no, stay there all the time.
Uh-huh. And how many people you work with?
Couple.
What sort of work? What kind
of
work?
Well, they take an order, you know, they take order and to make a clothing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you send the order to your father? No.
They had machine there, they had everything there.
Uh-huh. And I see.
Yeah.
So actually there's a clothing store over there, factory over there too.
Uh-huh.
And it's not operated by your father. By your father's friend?
Yeah.
What's the name of the company?
Shu Wing.
Shu Wing.
Yeah, you take mostly order, take order.
I see.
Yeah.
And then Zhou Xiong asked you to help.
After they closed the Reno store, Zhou Xiong asked me to work for.
The Reno store is not owned by Zhou Xiong, though.
No.
They are friends.
So
Zhou Xiong asked you, and what kind of job you work for Zhou Xiong?
Zhou Xiong is working in the store, just waiting customer.
I see. And most people work for the Zhongxing are Chinese?
Most all Chinese.
Are there Chinese women or Chinese men?
Chinese men and women, with some women. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did the Chinese woman do?
The waiting customer.
Customer. Yeah. And that time probably it was the beginning of the Zhongxing, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
Well, they've been open for a few years before.
How many stores?
The time when I was in there, about 4 or 5 stores.
Already?
Yeah.
All in San Francisco?
Different towns, San Jose and National, different towns.
I see. So the ones in San Francisco is located in Chinatown?
No, Market Street.
Market Street. And how many workers were there, though?
A few more street, 2 stores in San Francisco at the time.
Uh-huh. Like in your store, you work in the Market Street store.
Yeah, Market Street.
How many people work there?
Oh, that time they sewing too, sewing machine.
So they have factory in the back?
Yeah, in the basement.
A basement?
Yeah.
How many people working in the basement?
All get about 15 people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
15?
Mm-hmm.
And were they all Chinese or they have?
All Chinese.
Chinese men and women?
Men, mostly men.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
not many women at the time. Not many women coming.
Uh-huh. What kind of a job did men do? They sew and they cut?
Sew and wait on customer.
Wait on customer.
Yeah.
And do you have to do the sewing?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have to do like a button sewing?
Anything.
I see. Yeah. So the women will do the same thing?
Yeah.
I see.
Very few women that time, I think. No women now.
Really?
Hardly any, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Most of men.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so, until when, though? You worked there for how many years?
I worked in Market Street about 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Then they sent me to a different store.
Uh-huh.
In Los Angeles, one time.
Oh.
I got a store in there at that time.
When?
1917, 18.
That early?
Still there, yeah.
Where What's the store in Los Angeles?
On Broadway Street.
Broadway Street? It's the one that's still now...
Between 5th and 8th to 5th and 6th.
Uh-huh. Is the store still there now?
Huh?
Is the store still there now?
No.
Uh-huh. So that's the first one in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you came to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
To manage the store?
No, not manager.
Just work?
It's your work, yeah.
Uh-huh. Why he sent you to different stores? Any special reason?
That one closed. I don't know what, I forget the police shop or something, or too much, I think too high rent, they closed that store.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Then 1934 and open again, different locations, same block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then that time I was in manager.
I see. When it opened, you started as manager.
1934.
Uh-huh. I see. Excuse me. So between 1917. You were here in Los Angeles, and in 1934, you were in different stores, in different places.
Mm-hmm.
How many places were you travel to?
I went back to San Francisco, and then sent me to San Jose.
San Jose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And every place you would stay for a year or two.
Yeah, right.
And every time you did different type of job, or always the same?
Always, just like cook, wait on customer.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the customer usually came in to buy just one clothes, or is it like a wholesaler?
I buy different clothing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it like a wholesale store or the retail store? Retail store.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just like now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did Zhong Hing send the clothes to other store to sell?
They send the
clothes to other store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, other than Zhong Hing.
They had a factory in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. And then sent to.
They had a factory in Chinatown.
Oh.
The Chinese woman sewing, you know, to make clothing in some different store.
Mm-hmm. Where was the factory in San Francisco, Chinatown?
It used to be on Washington and Kearney, near Kearney, corner there.
Uh-huh.
They got a factory there.
Uh-huh. And it must be a big factory then.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably hire hundreds of workers or no?
Not quite, or 50 or something.
Mm-hmm. And at that store, all the workers were women?
Yeah. Right.
And what age group of these women?
All different age.
They have young women.
So young and mostly.
How young?
Mostly medium age. Mm.
Uh-huh, I see. So you mean the 20, 30?
Yeah, 30.
Uh-huh. Were there old lady working there
not
too?
Not too old. No.
Not too old, huh? Were there any like a child, girls, like a...
Some young girl there.
Teenage girl.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, very few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did they pay well? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's kind of a job that probably is available for women.
Yeah.
Because at that time, probably not so many women work.
How much did they pay that time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how about you? Did you get a quite good pay?
Not too much salary.
Do you remember?
About $60 a month.
I see. $60 a month.
Yeah.
Around 1920s.
17, 18,
I see. So your salary get increased every year. So when, so the first time you came to Los Angeles was 1917.
Yeah.
And at that time, where did you stay? Where did you live?
They had a house for all
the workers.
Help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where was the house?
I didn't remember now.
It's close to the store, or it's close to Chinatown?
Close to the store.
I see.
Yeah.
But it's not close to Chinatown?
No.
Uh-huh. And at that time, 1917, how many workers, how many helps?
Five people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All of them are Chinese?
Oh, some... I think some American lady, for clerk.
Yeah, clerk, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were the only Chinese man
working? No,
four. All of them from...
About four.
Uh-huh. All of them from San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they all stay here for 1 year, or they stay here for several?
No, they stay different.
Different time,
yeah.
I see. And you came 1917, you helped, and did you have actually time to go to Chinatown at that time? Or you didn't even know where?
No, once in a while to go to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. That was old Chinatown, right?
Yeah, the old Chinatown near the depot at that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what did you do when you go to Chinatown for...
For dinner or something.
Or something, huh? Do you have friends over there?
No.
Mm-hmm. You just go there, buy song, buy ye.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I see. So you stay in Los Angeles for 1 year?
1 year, about 1 year.
Uh-huh. And then you went back to San Francisco.
They sent me to
San Jose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you stay for about a couple more years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you travel to what other cities?
Oh, after that, I went to San Diego.
Oh, you went to San Diego?
1919.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So
went
was
that...
Went to San Diego and take over many cities.
Uh-huh.
San Jiding.
San Jiding is what?
Hoi Gan San Jiding.
Uh-huh. It's a...
Kimoyabi to Shili.
Oh, Shili, I see.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Manager. Yeah.
So that was the first time you
first,
were
yeah.
manager.
Yeah, right.
And was the store just open, or the store
just,
was there?
Just open.
Ah,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Where was the store?
San Diego?
Uh-huh.
Fifth Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember the address?
I haven't been brought. I didn't remember.
That's okay. And San Diego. Then, at that time, how many people work there?
Four or five Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when things just opened, so you have actually helped to start the business.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
Would you like to talk about how you start a business? Because when you go there, you have to set up, you first have to have the store.
Yeah,
decorate.
We set up the store.
Mm-hmm.
Decorate.
Uh-huh. And then you have to hire people.
Yeah.
Do you hire mostly Chinese again?
Oh, the Chinese, they hire from most sending from main office.
Uh-huh. Main office.
San Francisco, yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you have to hire any American?
Yeah.
So how many American work for you?
Four or five.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Oh. All women or men?
Women.
Oh. What kind of job they do? Type?
You're waiting on customer.
Oh, waiting on customer.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
see. So at that time, when you just opened, were the business pretty good?
very good business. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have a difficult time to get the customer, or how do you promote your business?
Yeah, the advertising. Mm-hmm.
On the paper?
Yeah, on the paper. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Very good business. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do they sell very cheap clothing or different kind?
Oh, different kind.
Is it cheaper than other stores or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of the customers were Lao Fan, huh?
Lao Fan and Mexican.
Mexican, I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mexican in San Diego.
Uh-huh, I see. So do you have to speak Spanish or?
No.
They all speak English?
Speak English. Has some Mexican lady, Mexican girl, the way I'm.
The customer.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, are they all get the same pay, or the American women?
Yeah, same pay. Yeah.
Same pay, huh? Mm. And does Chinese get more pay?
Yeah.
Chinese does?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Chinese work day and night almost.
Oh.
Every night they work.
So over there, do you have also the sewing machine and the
No.
All you have to do is just wait on customer.
Yeah,
ship, I mean, like unpack the clothing they shipping. And how did they ship the clothing down to San Diego then?
San Francisco.
By train.
Express, the express company, and ship by freight.
Oh, ship by freight. Huh?
Yeah.
How big is the store?
Store there, not very big, 18 foot wide,
uh-huh.
100 foot deep.
Uh-huh.
They get basement, they get mezzanine floor, and main floor, two floor.
Uh-huh. How about the one in Los Angeles, Broadway? Was that also small too?
Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't remember the first one by two floor.
Uh-huh.
The first one, I mean 1917.
Yeah. Right.
1934, they opened that, it's a basement, main floor, mezzanine floor, and second floor.
Oh.
Big store.
Uh-huh. They sell only ladies' clothes or men's clothes too?
Men clothing and household goods and everything.
Oh, not only clothing then?
No.
Where did they get these household goods though?
Well, they bought
from other wholesale.
Yeah.
So National Dollar Store is really like a department store.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I see. And so you were in San Diego since?
1919, then
1934, come to Los Angeles. Oh, I see.
Then 1940, I went back to San Diego.
Uh-huh. So you were in San Diego for 40, almost
40 years in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah. Like 34, you came back. Yeah. Why did you?
40 come back to San Diego.
When
34
came back to Los Angeles. Yeah. Why did you come back to Los Angeles?
Why did you come back?
Yeah, I mean 1934. Why did you come to Los Angeles?
Oh, they want me to take
care of these.
Take care of the store.
It's a new then.
New one.
I see.
Yeah.
And then you start all over again. How about the customers in Los Angeles? Who were they?
Well, Mexican and
also
American.
Mexican? Uh-huh. In Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you also hire American women and Mexican women to help. That store is bigger though, much bigger. So you have probably how many helps?
Oh, that kind of thing, the Chinese, about 8-9 people.
Mm-hmm. I see.
In Chinese.
Uh-huh. All of them?
A lot of, white people and Mexican people, cook.
The cook is American then?
Huh?
No, the cook is what? You also have cook.
Yeah.
As a Chinese cook or American cook?
Oh, cook?
Uh-huh.
No.
You don't have cook, no. I see. So everybody just coming and work and go.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah,
nobody live in the store.
No.
So yeah. All the Chinese workers from San Francisco?
No.
1934, you start hiring people from the local area.
Yeah, right.
How did you find these people?
Well, they come in and ask them for job. You know, a lot of people ask them for job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, do you remember all these people working for you? 1934?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, now only a couple live there now. Mm-hmm. Only a couple.
Mm-hmm.
One is a group paper boss, Walter Chung.
Oh, Walter Chung works there.
Yeah, works there. He's a receiving clerk.
Uh-huh.
And Sila Chen is still live here. Still live.
Sally Chan?
Yeah.
And
Walter Chung.
Walter Chung. And so all of them are native, like native born then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so they came over and looked for job in